Good morning. It is 8:43 in the AM. It's Ben and Josh on the morning after.
Yes, we're joined with Tiano Tuiono. Thank you so much for coming into the studio.
Kia ora, guys. Good to be here in Ōtautahi.
Yes. Nice. Gracing us. Your presence is certainly welcome. Thank you so much.
It is. Here in the box. So nice.
Yeah, yes. Here in the box.
Which took me a while to find.
Yes, it's honestly a labyrinth of containers here.
I remember me and Ben were, I think, like good 10, 15 minutes late for our first interview here because, with the boss, because we couldn't find where to go.
You went to the wrong box.
We went to all up like 7 different staircases and none of them led to here, and it was all just very confusing. But yes, we got there in the end. The first question I wanted to ask, very nice and easy off the bat.
Yes.
I noticed when I went to the Green Party website and searched your name, the photo of you here, you have a fantastic shirt on. And it says, select your ship. The options being Millennium Falcon, Starship Enterprise, Serenity, Planet Express, TARDIS, or Battleship. Battlestar, should I say. So my question is, which one would you pick?
Ooh, that's really tricky.
I know, I say easy, but then I think about it, I'm like, this is actually quite a hard question.
Yeah, I got that t-shirt from an op shop.
Nice.
Yeah, so I'd... And all the sci-fi geeks out there, the Rocinante from The Expanse is not on that t-shirt, and it should be,
yeah, it should.
But that t-shirt is like super retro and vintage, so is way cooler. I'd go for time travel.
Nice. Yeah, it's a good call, because I feel like you can just go anywhere with that one.
Yeah.
You know, so many options. Where would you go? Where would be the first stop?
Where would I go? TARDIS. Maybe I'd go back to 1840 and tell my tupuna not to sign that treaty.
That's such a great answer. I love that. That's
hey,
good.
Hey, man, they're not going to keep their promises.
Look, I know you think, but their version is different. Like, it's not, you don't know. Yeah. Just like show them, like, we're still trying to figure it out. And they're but it's been so long. That would be really funny. All right, well, on a slide, well, I guess that went more serious at the end.
Let me take it down. Let me take it down a notch. No, I've been perusing your Twitter, spoilers, because I do love Twitter.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
You've noticed I've probably got the least amount of Twitter followers. I'm not very good at it.
I related so deeply, but at the same time, like, quality over quantity, you know?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
There are some people on Twitter. That's a different story.
At the quiz last night, they were like, who was the MP with the most Twitter followers, and it was like, you should have the question, who's got the least amount of followers?
That'll be me. So that'll be fun. There's so much discussion around declaring a climate emergency. That happened yesterday, right? Saying it was it's been said it's incredibly encouraging that the Climate Change Commission's first official report shows that reaching our emissions reduction goals are both achievable and affordable.
Mm-hmm.
It's been said that investing in electric vehicles, renewable energy generation, climate-friendly farming practices, and planting more native forests would be critical to meeting the targets. But I'm unsure as to the legitimacy and whether this is actually something that we can do. Do you think this is something that we actually can do?
We can do it all, right? It's all technically possible, all that sort of stuff. And there's a roadmap there that can do it. And we're talking about regenerative agriculture and so on and so forth. But the question is not us being able to technically do it. It's the political will.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, it's like the action. You have to choose to do it and to see it for what it is. I mean, we have to do it. And so the question is whether there's the political will. We definitely have it, the Greens. We've been 100%. Banging on about this for ages and ages and ages. It's just whether the other parties will come to the party to actually get it done, because it's got to get done, right?
Mm-hmm. Climate Change Minister and Greens co-leader James Shaw said he dedicated his political career to tackling the climate crisis, which is priority, you know? Yeah. It's at the top of the ladder of things. And so do you think that it should be the top thing? And how come others aren't doing the same?
I've been over at the climate change negotiations, and I was at the Paris Climate Treaty talks as well.
Mm.
And there is always a big push from industry to do as little as possible.
Yeah.
But we are getting to that place where that's not good enough. We have to call it out and call it in as well to actually get stuff moving. You know, we started last year with the Australian bushfires. I don't know if you remember last year. It feels like 10 years ago.
Yeah, really.
We had 10 years in 1 year.
Yeah.
And with the Australian bushfires, and it was like, you could see like the skies were stained over here in Aotearoa, New Zealand. And I remember thinking, wow, it can't get any worse than this.
Mm.
wrong. It got worse. We had the COVID crisis as well. Yeah. And I'm mindful that we got that crisis because people were interfering with the environment, you know, animals within the environment. Next thing you know, that jumped from them to us, and we've had this lockdown as well. So we've got the COVID crisis, but we've got the climate crisis as well, which is going to be more intense. And then you've got the biodiversity crisis.
Yeah.
So I think we're at this point where it's like, you know what, we've got to do these things all at the same time. We've actually got to have the courage to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's going to require funds. It's going to require money. So, which of course we're talking about taxes, and all these issues are kind of related. Mm-hmm. There've been a couple of articles that have popped up. So, for example, there was one article about the richest person in New Zealand who made billions and billions more, like a pile of cash over the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And billionaires have just been getting richer and richer, and we're in an economic crisis. And also that there's also housing's.
Yeah.
You know, like we're in an economic crisis and houses are getting more expensive as well. Mm. It's like, where is the money that we could use to solve the climate crisis?
Yeah.
We can already see where it is.
Yeah. Right? We know exactly where it is.
We know exactly where it is.
I heard it last week that even a third of what that billionaire earned would end poverty in our country immediately.
Yeah.
So it's like, hello? It's right there.
And I don't know why people are like afraid. It's like it's one dude.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
It's insane. What do you think would be, I guess, some of the most effective measures to, like, I guess, distribute that kind of wealth that is so stockpiling so far at the top and not coming down to the rest?
Well, we tried capital gains tax in the last parliament. Didn't get over the line.
We unfortunately remember that one.
We've been advocating for a wealth tax. And I got a lot of love over that from people that I think they're going to be millionaires or billionaires or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, like, the thing is, it's like there's all these different options, but they keep getting taken off the table.
Yeah.
So, like, the capital gains tax, the Prime Minister says, no, that's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Wealth tax, no, that's not going to happen. So the question is, well, what is going to happen?
Yeah.
You have all these different options. And I think it's about, okay, well, if we're going to talk about distributing wealth to do all these things, these are all the cards on the table. Tell us which cards that you're interested in, so that we can actually have a strong discussion about what's on how we're going to do this. Because we have to.
Yeah, of course. You said you've got a very busy schedule today.
Yes.
What is the day holding for you? What's the time you going to bring?
I thought it was this interview, actually. It's like a film talking to politicians while they eat really hot chili food.
Apparently,
ridiculous hot food.
Oh no!
Yeah.
I'm glad that's after this and not before.
Yeah. I thought this was it.
You came in all scared, like, where are the chilies?
I was like pumped, man, because I really like hot food. So I'm gonna go out to Lincoln and talk to some academics out there as well. Also going to be talking with a group of Pacific Island students as well.
Cool.
Gonna go visit some organics as well. Yeah. And bunch of media interviews.
Wow.
You guys are the first.
Hey. Oh, gosh.
We feel very lucky. Very lucky.
How it is.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's fantastic to have you here in Otatahi and in our studio. Thank you so much for coming to RDU this morning. Do you have any final words of wisdom?
Final words of wisdom. I would say, keep the pressure up, you know, and if we want people to take climate action, you know, get into the detail of the Climate Commission report, but then put pressure on us, but put more pressure on the others, you know what I'm saying, because it's become increasingly urgent. Because I had young people ask me, well, what should I do? I said, well, organize, and, you know, you channel that anger about where we are in the world to actually create change, because that's where it happens at all the different levels. Politicians move when the community makes them move.
Yeah,
make us move, whānau.
Fantastic, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you so much for coming into the studio, Tiana Tuiono, Green MP.
Yeah.
Oh.